seen an overall increase in the recycling of other plastic, film, and paper. Maine's recycling efforts mirror a national trend. Per the 2014 National Post-Consumer Plastic and Bag and Film Recycling Report, the amount of plastic bags and film for recycling has increased 79% since 2005. LD57 would ban plastic checkout bags from being provided at every single retail outlet. Over 9,000 retailers are doing business in the state of Maine. It would mandate that retailers who would no longer be permitted to give away plastic checkout bags, it would mandate that they would still be required to collect plastic bags and ensure that the collected plastic bags are recycled. As Melanie Loyson from the department mentioned and others, it mandates or seems to mandate a reporting requirement on the behalf of the retailer and presumably on the Department of Environmental Protection that would perhaps need to develop some kind of an audit or a tracking system. But it would certainly increase reporting requirements on behalf of those 9,000 retailers. And regardless of whether it's a complaint-driven, envisioned a complaint-driven process, the law is the law, and our members take complying with Maine law very seriously. It also mandates that retailers offer reusable bags for sale, and it mandates the type of other checkout bags a retailer may provide to their customers. Banning plastic bags is akin to a tax, placing undue hardship on both retailers and their customers. It's a regressive tax impacting consumers already struggling. We have said before that taking money out of the pockets of Maine consumers by increasing their grocery bills is bad policy. The grocery retail model is at best a penny business. And our members, especially in our rural communities, are seeing that their margins slip and are already taking steps to pass along increased costs to their customers. Enough is enough. Proponents are adamant that plastic checkout bags are the target of their litter and waste stream concerns. A 2014 study of the Northeast found that plastic checkout bags make up 1.2% of litter. On numerous occasions, this legislature and this committee have rejected similar bills, acknowledging the leadership of Maine's retail community's sustainable business practices, recognizing that bans unfairly burden low-income and elderly populations, and acknowledging that bans don't change undesirable behavior. Maine's legislature does not need to be the first in the nation to pass a statewide ban. Don't impose increased costs on Mainers and visitors, and don't increase the regulatory burden on the retail community, because they're doing the right thing. Thank you for this opportunity to testify, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Representative Deshane.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mick Devin recycled his testimony from 2 years ago. Did you have to do the same? I'm the problem. I have all kinds of bags in the car, and I never remember to bring them into the store. To do this voluntarily, we somehow have to change my behavior. And it has worked somewhat. I walk into the store, and sometimes I do see that sign, "Did you remember your bag?" And I turn around in the car, and it's great. I do that about one time out of five. So we have to do something to change my behavior if we want to do this voluntarily. And I think I suggested this idea 2 years ago. The problem is that the bags are convenient right there at the counter. If I just had to walk down to the entrance of the store to pick up a bag and bring it back to the counter, you can bet my behavior would start to change very quickly. Are there things stores can do to guide behavior better than what we're currently doing by making it just so convenient?
I'm happy to work with you
on a case-by-case basis,
Representative Shane, on that. But, you know, been buying reusable bags, whether they're cloth or whether they're plastic or whatever, for a long, long time. And I think retailers have really held up to their end of the bargain, if you will. One of our members years ago put a logo in the parking lot as a reminder. There are store placards still to this day on that cart return place. There are signs at the doorway. Reusable bags are at the point of sale at most grocery stores, right there. And there's signs all over the place. I think that we've also done rebate programs where you bring in your own reusable bag and we give you a 5-cent rebate. All those different kinds of enticements are continuing and ongoing. And I think, to your point, I'm not sure what more the retailer can do to influence the consumer. But I will point out that in working with the department and our other partners, that there's this fantastic website called plasticfilmrecycling.org where you can go in, put your zip code in, zip codes across the state of Maine, and it shows you exactly where you can bring your bags back. So I think that's a way that we're continuing to promote the fact that we're encouraging customers to not only bring their reusable bags, but also to bring their plastic bags and other film. I think that's a really important piece here. Other plastic film that typically would be going to the landfill is now being accepted and has been being accepted for a number of years by our members.
Mm-hmm. And just a quick follow-up. I heard you say, I think, that if we were to go forward with a ban like this, the retailers should expect to be relieving the burden of collecting something they're no longer giving out.
Well, I emphasize the fact that that's the way this bill is crafted. Obviously, it's up to you to set policy and make a decision relative to that element of the bill.
Representative Ziegler. About half of my question. There's another question. You're saying, implying that you are giving these bags away and you're not putting them in any cost factor in the products you sell? Or are you actually figuring that in and raising the cost of your commodities?
Well, I think to be clear that in some instances our members are absorbing the costs of plastic and paper bags as they have been for years. I think other stores that anticipate a ban on plastic, for instance, would lead the customer to using paper bags. Given the cost differential between the cost of a plastic bag and the cost of a paper bag, I would assume that our members would be forced to pass on the additional cost of increased number of paper bags onto their customers.
So you're saying at this point you are not passing on the cost?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in some instances, larger retail platforms are absorbing those costs because it's a part of their operation. They're doing business. They're giving out paper or plastic bags as a convenience to their customers. I think when you look at bans or fees, or bans in particular, that divert or shift the customer to using a more expensive product, then those costs will be borne by the customer.
Representative Campbell.
Thank you. There's been some trimming of 2 cents per bag. Do you know, or can you get back to us with the cost of this?
The plastic checkout bags, I think, cost about 2 cents. And I think a paper bag, depending on if it's a paper bag, just without handles, is probably between 5 and 7 cents. But if you have handles, that can be 12 to 15 cents a bag.
Senator Gravick.
Thank you. Two things. One is a statement, second a question. The statement is that I would like to commend the Grocers Association for what they've done. very, very seriously. Statement. A question, though, I would say that Representative Shane is significantly better than I am in terms of bringing his bag, because I do carry with me this bag, which I got 2 years ago here, but I'm afraid I only take this in about 1 out of 6 times when I go to the store, because it's all wrapped up and I forget and so forth, and it's just convenient. But these bags are very real, but I'm afraid that I am guiltier than thou, because